civilization is a training of how to become unreal. Tantra is the reverse process. How to prevent yourself from becoming unreal. And if you have already become unreal, how to touch the reality which is hidden within you, how to contact it again, how to be real. The first thing to be understood is how we go on becoming unreal. Once that process is understood, many things change immediately. The very understanding becomes a mutation. Man is born undivided. Neither he is a body nor a mind. He is born undivided, one individual. He is both body and mind. Even that is wrong to say that he is both. He is body-mind. Body and mind are two aspects of his being, not two divisions. Two polarities of something which we may call life, energy, anything, X, Y, Z. But body and mind are not two things. But the very process of civilization, education, culture, conditioning, it starts with a division. Everyone is taught, you are two, not one. And then, of course, one begins to be identified with the mind and not with the body. But the very thinking process becomes your center. And thinking process is just a periphery. It is not the center. Because you can exist without thinking. Once you existed without thinking. Thinking is not a necessity to exist. If you go deep in meditation, you will be, and there will be no thinking. If you become unconscious, you will be, but there will be no thinking. Moving into deep sleep, you will be, but there will be no thinking. Thinking is just on the periphery. Your being is somewhere else, deeper than thinking. But we are being taught continuously that you are two, body and mind. And really, you are the mind and you possess the body. The mind becomes the master. And body becomes the slave. And you go on struggling against the body. This creates a rift, a gap. And that gap is the problem. All neurosis is born out of that gap. All anxiety is born out of that gap. Your being is rooted in your body. And your body is not just something separate from existence. It is part of it. Your body is the whole universe. It is not something limited, finite. You may not have observed, but try to observe where your body really ends, where your skin ends, you think your body ends? If the sun, so far away, just goes dead, instantly you will be dead here. If the sun rays are not coming, you will be no more here. Your body cannot exist without the sun there, so far away. The sun and you are somehow deeply related. The sun must be included in your body, otherwise you cannot exist. You are part of its rays. In the morning, you see flowers open. Their opening is really the rising of the sun. In the night they will close. Their closing is setting of the sun. They are just spread rays. You exist here because there, so far away, the sun exists. Your skin is not really your skin. Your skin goes on spreading. Even the sun is included. You are breathing. You can breathe because the air is there. The atmosphere is there. Each moment you exhale, inhale, the atmosphere in and out. For a single moment, if there is no air, you will be dead. Your breath is your life. If your breath is your life, then the whole atmosphere is part of you. You cannot exist without it. So where really your body ends? Where is the limit? There is no limit. If you observe, if you go deep, you will find there is no limit. The limit of the universe is your body limit. The whole universe is involved in you. So your body is not just your body, it is your universe. And you are grounded in it. Your mind too cannot exist without the body. It is part of it, a process of it. Division is destructive. And with the division, you are bound to get identified with the mind. Because you think, and without thinking there is no division. And you think, you get identified with thinking. Then you feel as if you possess the body. This is a complete reversal of the truth. You are not possessing the body. Neither body is possessing you. There are not two things. Your existence is one, a deep harmony of opposite poles. But opposite poles are not divided, they are joined together. Only then they can become opposite poles. And the opposition is good, it gives challenge, gives stamina, creates energy, it is dialectical. If really you are one without opposite poles within it, you will be dull and dead. These two opposite poles, body and mind, give you life. They are opposite and at the same time complementary. And basically and ultimately one. A one current of energy runs in both. But once we get identified with the thinking process, we think that we are centered in the head. If your legs are cut, you will not feel that you are cut. You will say, my legs are cut. But if your head is cut, you are cut. You are murdered. We go on thinking, if you close your eyes and feel where you are, immediately you will feel you are in your head. You are not there. Because when for the first moment you entered life in your mother's womb, when the male and female atoms met, there was no head. But life started. You were there and there was no head. That first meeting of two alive cells, you were created. The head will come later on. But your being was there. Where is that being? It is not in your head. Really, it is nowhere or everywhere in your body. It is nowhere. You cannot pinpoint where it is. And the moment you pinpoint it, you miss the whole thing. It is everywhere. Your life is everywhere. It is spread all over you. And not only all over you. If you follow it, you will have to go to the very ends of the universe. It is everywhere. With the identification that I am my mind, everything becomes false. You become unreal because this identity is false. This has to be broken. Tantra techniques are to break down this identity. The effort of the tantra is to make you headless, uncentered. Everywhere or nowhere. And why human beings become false and unreal with the mind? Because mind is an epiphenomenon, a process which is necessary, useful, but secondary. A process which consists of words, not of realities. The word love is not love. The word God is not God. But mind consists of words, verbal process. And then, love itself becomes less significant than the word love. For the mind, the word is more significant. God becomes less significant than the word God. For the mind, it is so. Words become more meaningful, significant. They become primary. And we start living in words. And the more you live in words, the more shadowy you will become. and you will go on missing the reality, which is not words. Reality is existence. Living in the mind is as if someone is living in a mirror. In the night, if you go to a lake and the lake is silent and there are no ripples, the lake becomes a mirror. You can look at the moon in the lake. But that moon is false, just a reflection. The reflection comes from the real, but the reflection is not real. Mind is just a reflecting phenomenon. The reality is reflected in it, but reflections are not real. And if you get caught into reflections, you will miss reality completely. That's why with the mind, with mind reflections, everything is wavering. A slight wave, a slight wind will disturb your mind. Reality is not disturbed. But the mind is disturbed by anything. Mind is a reflex phenomena. And we are living in minds. Tantra says, come down. Descend from your thrones. Come down from your heads. Forget the reflections. And move towards the reality. All the techniques which we are discussing are concerned with this. How to be away from the mind so that you can move into reality.